Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
I'm seriously thinking of cutting my hair, man. Like, I'm tired of these
dreads. But you have already.
Yeah, but like completely, like off. Like
you've done that before, haven't you?
Like 4 years ago.
Did it bring the change you think it's going to bring now? Like, did you feel relieved?
No, man, it's a haircut. What do you mean?
You said you're tired. You want to shave off your head.
Yeah, I'm tired of dreads, man. Like, but I've had them for too long, bro. Hey.
But you always complain about your forehead. No, I'm going to remind you of your issues. Because you're going to cut your hair, then you're going to complain about your forehead. I know you...
Fuck it, I'll wear a cap, man.
What is wrong with his forehead? Please advise him.
No. I'm asking him, what's wrong with your forehead? I don't know what's wrong with his forehead. What's wrong with your forehead?
Oh, it's massive. Haven't you seen it?
Jeez, massive?
Bro. Yeah, it's huge.
Is that your insecurity? A lot of people do have that one thing they're insecure about. It's your forehead.
No, it's not an insecurity, but it's not like I can't see that it's big.
Why is his forehead big? Fact checker, new fact checker, is the forehead big?
Oh yeah, by the way, Ghost Lady brought us a fact checker who's young enough to be Aya's daughter.
Like, I bumped into her. She was the first one here, obviously. First one here, and I'm like, hi. She's like, hi, Saul. Like, oh, you know my name. What are you doing here? Like, I'm the new fact checker. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Hey, Mac, bring a fucking jar of fizzes and gold stars. When she did a spelling, we'll put a gold star
and
in her
cheese
fuck,
curls.
And give her a fizzer from the jar.
And
remember,
cheese curls.
In cheese curls in primary school, the teacher would have a jar of fizzes there and gold stars.
Yeah.
You look super young, man. You look like a baby.
Thank you. That's a compliment to me. It's my first time hearing that. But yeah, I'm not young. I'm 21.
21.
I'm not young. I'm not young. I'm 20. It's like saying I don't like kids. My name is Buster Knight. You know, like, what do you mean I'm not young? I'm 21. You're a baby.
I'm legal. I'm above legal. I have a license. I'm 21. Mm-hmm. I used to work until I got fired. But yeah.
Why did you get fired?
My big mouth. That's the problem. I studied law, so I think I know better.
Okay.
Are you gonna fit right? You're gonna fit in well right here, man. Welcome to Musi.
Welcome, Musi.
Thank you.
Let me do a poll. Let me ask.
You
the
don't have a big head, by the way. I don't see it.
Let me do a poll. Let me ask the chillers.
I don't see it.
Should I cut my hair?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh no.
You know you can auction your hair, right? I'm pretty sure there's a chiller who's willing to buy top to pay top bucks.
One thread.
Just one thread. Just one
but
thread.
But it's a pity you've cut them. Like they were longer.
You can auction it,
weren't
actually.
Weren't they longer?
Yeah, I can grow them no. if I
actually,
still want
have
to.
An auction.
Yeah.
You'll see there's a chiller willing to pay top bucks for it.
Imagine.
Anyway, now, what a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to it. We are back. Soul Pandukas, yeah. Ghost Ladies, yeah. We've got a new fat check in the building. Aya is here. Maligant is here. And what the fuck, man? Bro, do you know how many calls I got from the Dame Dash interview? Like, people in the industry were calling me like, yo, big ups and that. Yeah. What an epic, monumental interview. They loved it. I was like, wow, man. Shout out to you guys, you
Bumped into Zakes. He also loved it as well. He was like, wow, guys. I was like, shout out to you, man. Who called you?
Zakes. Zakes called.
Oh, Zakes called. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Sizwe Alekhine called.
Dlomo, obviously.
No, not Dlomo. Sizwe Alekhine.
Oh.
Yeah. I've okay. spoken to Dlomo in a while, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And a couple of other celebrities. I forgot their names. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who? I'm wondering now, all these celebrities don't want to come to how they feel now. You know what I mean? Because now, it's like, what do they say now? Now it's like,
Uh-oh.
Look, she passed now, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
What did you think of the What did you think of the Dame Dash interview?
I haven't listened to it. I haven't had time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because of the, you know, the brunch, we've just been so busy. So I haven't had time to just sit, guys, and just listen.
Yeah. I checked out the comments. Hey, they were having Saul for being drunk. Hey.
Oh, I don't
hey.
Even read though.
Hey, they were having you, bro. Yo.
Have me all you want, man. Have me. I blocked some motherfucker, you know, wrote a whole paragraph on Twitter telling me how to do and. Like, look, if you want to have criticism, be fucking respectful and constructive. And the criticism is for the YouTube comments. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're going there. If you want to come into my mentions, I'll just block you and move on with my life. I've got a very happy life.
Mm.
So yeah. Oh, they were. But the thing is, it was our second episode.
Yeah.
And it wasn't planned, was it?
No, it was planned.
It was planned. We knew waking up, we're gonna do because we're supposed to do Mansa Main.
Yeah, we and then started with John.
Yeah, because we started with John on that day.
Mm.
And then we were drinking, and then obviously you had a studio session where we further indulged.
Yeah.
And then by the time we're Dame Dash, you know, yay, lights were out.
How
you
did
know?
You guys get Damon Dash, by the way?
Lita. Like, Lita.
Oh.
Yeah, so Lita
a lady,
was the hookup. Yeah.
By the name of Lita Mali. You can check her out on Instagram.
Oh, it's dope.
She's, an all-rounder. Who managed to get Dame Dash because, you know, of her connections.
Yeah.
And Dame was like, biggest podcast in Africa. Obviously checked it out. Like, oh, fuck, these numbers are good, worthy of my time. And we did it.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with you, the way you were acting that episode. Yeah, you were drunk, but you were excited because, like, you're a big fan of Dame Dash.
Yeah, and I asked some questions that, you know what I mean? Like, for example, the answer of... which is the fucking headline now all over the fucking place of how he thought Kanye is the best guy to come out of
Rockefeller.
Exactly. You know, I asked that in my fucking drunk state, right?
I saw articles.
I didn't ruin it to get me. But it's fine if they're going to have me. I don't even read the comments. Say whatever. I don't even go. I don't watch the episodes. I don't. Because remember when I was talking to Nkulewo from the podcast, Nkulewo's podcast.
Yes.
And he was like, he doesn't also because our duty is to fucking shoot and create, right? That's it. So I create.
Yeah, but you can't live in a bubble, bro.
You can't.
Because the people that watch and comment are who we're doing this for.
Mm.
But some tend to be abusive. Some tend to be extremely abusive. And I'm the kind of person I'll take the one comment that's the most hurtful and it's going to ruin my day over all the other constructive comments, even if they're not complimenting you, because I'm not looking for that.
Bro, you must check out the YouTube comments from the chillers. It's, dude, it's not from a place of malice.
From my mental health. I don't.
No, that's Twitter, bro. Twitter.
But I'm good with my mental health.
Twitter, don't go there.
I'm good with my mental
health.
But
I'm saying the comments from the chillers are very important because it's who we do it for. And it doesn't come from a bad place.
I don't read the comments, bro. I don't read the comments, bro. I take constructive criticism. When I get it, I will get it in my mentions sometimes, a lot of times, you know what I mean? I'm like, that's constructive, you know what I mean?
That's but mentions. What I'm saying is there's a difference. You see on Twitter...
My mental state has been better since I've stopped reading Twitter comments. I mean, and YouTube comments.
Which is good.
Which you can't debate against.
Yeah.
And the only... For me, I did get a sense of that, right? A sense of... And it always happens when you shoot two episodes at a time. Remember the second episode we shot here? Who was it?
Penwell
was the second episode, right? And I was lit there as well. And when those episodes come, which is like, and people like acting like it's every fucking episode. It's like once in...
A blue moon?
No, in a month maybe, right? And I do take the criticism a lot of times, you know what I mean? But if... Mac once sent me a text saying, hey, man, I think there was a problem with this. You know what I mean? And to me, I do answer to the chillers too, you know? But sometimes some people have a very malicious way of addressing shit. And I'd rather not. Dude, my mental health has been better since I left the comments on YouTube.
Okay. Huh? If it works for you, it works
you're
for
the
you.
One who said leave social media, and I've left it. You said, no, come back.
You see, you didn't hear me. I said leave Twitter.
I've left
not
everything.
The YouTube comments.
I've stopped reading comments.
But so isn't it then your duty to
You need to separate what I was saying. I was saying leave Twitter. Because people on Twitter, it comes from a very dark place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not constructive. But on YouTube,
I've seen some really dark comments on YouTube. And you too have. You can't lie.
Yes, I have. Yes, but what I'm trying to say,
that's the one that's gonna fuck me up. That's how I'm built.
That's what. That's like one in out of 1,000.
That's gonna fuck me
up. It's like for example.
No, but it's gonna fuck me. I know how I am, bro.
But anyway, let's move on. I was trying to say I prefer the drunk soul. By the way, I love the drunk soul. The sober soul is boring as fuck, man.
Yeah, we had so much fun at that stage. Like people start saying this, like, oh no, but it was like we were having fun, guys. Like,
bro, I'm telling you, the drunk soul. Now you can rob a bank with him. The sober soul will be like, hey man, I don't get it, man. Why niggas robbing banks? Just work hard. The drug soul will be like, yeah, call me Kardashian because I'm a robber.
Wow. What the fuck?
Remember, dog. Remember when we went to Lesotho, man? Yeah. We came back.
I turned to my papoots and my papoots.
Yeah. When we came back.
But they're better than that, though. That's horrible. That was horrible.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
So we come back from Lesotho, we get to the airport, and he was drunk. We're like, let's go to Cape Town. It's like, yeah, fuck, let's go. But if you're sober, you would have requested an Uber while we were still in the plane.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. If I was sober, I wouldn't have agreed to that.
That's why we gave you shots.
You're right.
But one thing I noticed about people saying that you're drunk, right, is that I realized, like, I was actually telling a friend of mine that people, like, they watch podcasting with the traditional eye, and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, podcasting is raw.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can't put a condom on podcasting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we might as well go back to radio.
Yeah.
Or TV. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
People need to get over that. Like, there's no rules, bro. There's no script, bro.
Yeah.
It's raw.
Yeah, true. But in the raw, I get where they're coming from. In the rawness, we can't kill an interview, but which we didn't. You know what I mean? So sometimes people are like, I don't know. Also, I think it comes from a place of concern and love also, you know?
Yeah.
They think maybe this is how I am every day. Like, oh, Sol is a drunkard. I drink the most when I'm on the podcast. Mm-hmm. More than when I'm home, when I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here's the catch. You can't
win.
Because
to me, it's my chilling
time. But here's the catch. You can't win because if you stop drinking, they'll be like, oh, now that he's on Kai, he doesn't drink.
Dude, you can't win.
You can't win.
Yeah. You can't win. That's why I don't read the comments. You can't win, dog.
I saw a comment saying now you're losing. It's like you're losing weight because you're on Kaya. It's like we're losing soul. I was like, people will come in just any angle.
Can't win.
The one thing I hate the most is when I watch when we do an interview and I read the comments and people say, "Oh, these guys didn't do research." It's like, oh my fucking word, research for what? It's a conversation.
Yeah.
Like when you go to a bride to chill with friends, do you research before?
Yeah,
before
you go to bride. All our texts, you know.
Oh, he likes them with big booty. Hey, no. We say you don't have big booty. We found out Saul likes big booty. What happened? How come you were chosen? You know, is that how research works?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I used to do that a lot when I started the podcast because I come from a radio background, right? So I used to research like a lot. Mm. And I used to prepare questions and do the whole radio thing, prep, you know, and do the interview. And then when I'd watch back, I'd be like, fuck, man, I missed on so much gems. Because I was focused on the next question,
not what they're saying,
not
right?
Not what they're saying.
Yeah.
So you don't even hear what they're saying. And there's so much gold in the answer. Like, if you ask someone, hey, how was it growing up without a dad? And they say something, it can lead to something else.
Yeah.
But if you're so fixated on the research and the next question, you miss out.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know what I mean?
Because you need to listen to what a person is saying. And that... either there can be something there and there's always something.
Yeah.
A lot of times, 90% of the times. Or there's nothing, then you move on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And even if you go away with what they said, you'll eventually come back to your next question, which you wanted to ask.
Mm.
And it's a conversation.
Bro, the best interviews I've done on this platform were not prepped. It was just a conversation.
Right.
Yes, the best ones like John Stazen.
Oh, John Stazen, you see.
That was just a conversation. It was so dope.
Because he is a politician. We're just ordinary guys who are black and who don't really understand sometimes me, the DA, and you just want to ask from that point of view. You don't even like, we see you into what war school? How was it? Ah, fucking hell. You know what I mean? You just want to know from an... As long as you're curious,
yeah,
that's it. That's all it takes.
Yes,
be curious and be interested in the person.
Yes, yes. And that's where the gems come from.
That's where the
speaking of our politicians, Jacob Zuma, we reached out to Jacob Zuma's camp. So they said, like, a lot of people that do interviews with former President Jacob Zuma, they always would just want to talk about politics. We like, good shot. That we don't want to talk about.
Don't want to talk about that shit. Yes.
So they said that we must say it on the podcast and let people know that we want to interview President Jacob Zuma and we're not going to talk
former
about politics.
President.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So if he sees that, then he might be willing to come.
Oh.
No, guys. We want to interview Jacob Zuma. We're not going to talk
former
about
president.
Politics. Not a president. They call president till they die.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We want to talk about President Zuma and interview him and get to know the man, you know, behind the presidency, behind the everything else, the man, you know.
Should we start a hashtag? So he comes.
Oh, yeah, let's start a hashtag so he comes.
Nah.
What should we call it?
Let's tweet. What's his handle?
No.
What's his handle?
His handle.
They giggling, these American boys.
Okay, so let's go at press. Okay, we'll find his handle.
Yeah.
But let's tweet him and say, please come on podcast and chill. How are you, President?
No,
that sounds like an essay.
Just straight, yes.
Yeah.
Just straight.
Baba.
Yes, how about Baba?
Yeah, please come on podcast and chill. Hashtag JZ on podcast and chill.
JZ, how do you write JZ? Is it JAY or just J?
Youngin, give us a hashtag there.
Hey, fact check.
It's not JZ, it's JG Zuma.
Oh, okay. JG.
Yes,
and
so
then
hashtag.
Jacob Kikikikis.
Hashtag chill with JG Zuma, I'm guessing.
Hashtag chill with JG Zuma.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
yes, I like that.
Yes,
oh,
nice and
JG,
short.
Hashtag chill with JG Zuma.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah, I like
it's good
that.
To have a 2,000
yeah.
up in here.
Hey.
Yeah. They think in hashtags, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag, I love you. Show your boyfriend that hashtag, I love you. Hashtag, I want to break up with you.
Hashtag,
let me do another poll. I'm into this poll fish, man. I like these poll things. Let me do another poll.
A poll.
Should Saul drink on the podcast?
Oh. Hey. Is that a poll?
Yeah.
I can come sober, it's fine. Hey?
Saul's not gonna read those, you know.
No, I won't read those. Read those. I won't wanna read those.
Nah, fuck it, man. I love the drug soul.
Read those. I don't
the
nah,
drug
man.
Soul's my favorite, dog.
You know, like, hey man, come on.
Yes.
It's not like I'm asking a stupid question. It's, you know? Yeah, that can be silly, but hey, it's still coming from a curious
fuck
place.
That's why I'm getting a boy. I even put you a surprise. Here we go. Some space with vodka. Let's go.
Hey, man.
Let's go.
Are you having
boy.
Problems, bro? Are you having problems, fam? Are you having problems?
That's my guy.
So this is me after drinking the space to drink, right? That's me.
Hey, oh, yeah, they told me how to drink it. So you must have two tots with ginger beer, if you want, or one tot with beer. What do you want, beer or ginger beer?
Fucking hell, beer.
You want beer?
No.
You want ginger beer?
Fuck. Hey, you have ginger. Hey. You have some happy ginger. Hey. You have ginger.
That's my guy in a poison.
Hey, ginger. Hey,
I think that's enough.
Yeah, my cheese.
That's not two tots.
Yeah.
The glass.
Ah, fuck it, man. We podcasting, we raw here.
So, unkumuntu ne.
Huh?
Unkumuntu ne bodlela lakhe.
Yeah, definitely.
We shall raw tonight.
Hey.
Rock, my man.
I'm even pouring an angle like I'm pouring beer.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Inspired by, what's his TLI? What's his name from Botswana there?
ATI.
ATI. That's how he pours his fucking hard liquor. Fills it up. To the brim. Oh,
shit.
To the brim.
Here we go, man. Here we go.
Oh, they said drink it with ginger beer.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is crazy, man.
Toast to getting fucked.
No ice cubes, Nyana. No ice cubes, Nyana.
Oh, we can't use our hands, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you
we
see.
Can't use our hands.
When you read these comments. Yeah, Wi-Fi. Ooh, I was cringing. He was pouring with. Cringing. Ooh, I was cringing. Matt was grabbing the ice with his fucking hands. For the guests, I'm cringing. You see the comments? They fuck with you now, you see?
Yeah. Let's just have my eyes.
Comments, dog. Telling you, man.
Tell them my eyes, boy.
Make them cringe. Make them cringe.
They cringing now. Like.
Yes.
Hey, man.
Like, I was cringing. I'm like, literally, it happened before the show where Mac was like, yo. John was like, oh, fuck. Mac was like, oh, we don't have tongs or whatever. And Mac was like,
bro, I'm waiting to toast, man. Like, yo, I've been waiting.
Oh, shit. John was like, ah, fuck it. It's fucking hell, man. It's fine, bro. Mm. It's all good.
Here we go. Toast, toast, man. To getting fucked, yeah?
He's still alive.
We always get fucked, though.
Drunk soul, here we come. It's lift off.
Hey, I'm going to invoice these special people. Hey, I see what he's doing. I'm going to invoice these motherfuckers. Like, yeah, here's my invoice.
That's my guy, boy. Anyway, man, what do you think about Andrew Tate, man? What do you guys think about that?
Dude, I found out about that guy through the news.
Yeah, same here.
So I don't know if you guys know him. You can say what you think. Like, if you know him. I found out about him through the news.
So basically, he's like an internet sensation, social media sensation. But the guy is vile, man. Some of the stuff he says about women is...
Have you heard?
Yeah, dude. Jeez.
Vile. Not what we accused of.
No. These are some of the stuff he said, bro. Yo, it's bad, bro. Like, fucking up.
Because I'm thinking, I was like, jeez. We've been accused of stuff. But not to the point we get shut down. What do you need to say to get shut down? Because some wild shit happens on Twitter. Like, on YouTube and the platforms. There used to be a priest, remember, who used to be was homophobic.
Uh-huh.
But his program ran for a long time. So I was like, Jesus, if you're gonna get shut down.
Because he was shut down
how crass,
all his social media.
That's wild.
How crass,
all his social media, guys. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Dude, this is some of the stuff he says, dude. This is terrible. This is bad, bro.
Sure.
He's like, it's a woman's fault she's raped.
Hey. You see,
he says women who are depressed are just lazy. His method of having fun with a woman is slapping her, grabbing her, choking her, shut up and give me sex.
No.
Man having sex with another woman isn't cheating, but a woman talking to a man is cheating.
Eh?
That's stupid.
He seeks out and grooms 18-year-old girls because they are fresh. Oh. I'm not a rapist, but I like the idea of being able to do what I want to a woman. Women are easy to rape and therefore shouldn't complain when it happens. Women have to have no idea of how business works. Women can't do a job as well as a man can. Women are men's property. Jeez.
Nah.
What an idiot.
Women could never be as smart as a man.
What an idiot.
That's just some of the stuff that
doesn't
he says.
Doesn't he have a mom?
Yo. Bro. And he called women cum buckets. And then stories came out of all these ladies who were alleging that he raped them. He physically assaulted them. Like, yo, it's bad, bro.
That's bad. That's dumb. Mm. That is. Now I'm glad I didn't know him before.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But that's the weird thing, bro. He wasn't as big as now until they canceled him. Like, after they canceled him, then he became big. Because I didn't know him.
Yo, but he's big how? Because he doesn't even have a platform unless he starts his own website and streams his stuff from there.
He's doing interviews on these news networks. Like, he was on Fox.
To explain himself, but how is he going to move forward with his podcasting
or
whatever he's doing?
Why are they giving him a platform?
Yeah.
Someone who just speaks like this. Like,
they just want the numbers. It's
this is what
sales
he said.
Numbers.
Let me play a quick interview on Fox News.
I knew there was something, Jay Sharmange. Mm. You can't just get cancelled by TikTok, by YouTube, unless
everybody,
unless
Instagram,
it's really
everything.
This is bad.
Can you guys hear? Can you guys hear?
I can't hear anything. I can hear a buzz.
I don't really feel like I've exposed anything. Like, I'm truly not a very political person. This is the first time someone's experienced this level of ban. I'm not particularly right wing. I don't vote. I mean, I obviously have my own personal views, but they didn't ban me for that. They banned me simply because I had large swaths of the population agreeing to very traditional masculine values. Teenage men and young men, 23, 24, were looking up to me and aspiring to be like me. I have a very traditionally masculine life. I have fast cars and a big house and a lot of money and a beautiful girlfriend. And they thought this was very, very threatening.
Should I carry on? You want to hear some more?
No.
You don't want to hear some more?
Yeah, it is. Look,
we can hear where it's going.
Yeah, and that's not an argument. We all have masculine values as most of men, right? Yeah. And there's this whole thing that it's freedom of speech. With freedom of speech and every right comes, obviously, we're taught this shit in what grade one. Responsibilities, you know what I mean? Masculinity is pushing for men, you know, to have their space as men in society, but not to infringe on other people's dignity and rights. Yeah. Mm. What do you mean a woman's place is to be slapped around and be penetrated only? Mm. You know what I mean? And cook for you. Mm. And she can't hold her own in a boardroom. She can't bring the bacon home if maybe, you know, that's the situation that requires her
the
to
world
do
is
that.
So advanced.
Or that's what she wants to do. Mm. Then it becomes, it doesn't become masculinity. It becomes something else.
So now, can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah.
Don't you think the social media guys are now opening up a can of worms in terms of how do we then come to the conclusion that this person must be cancelled? Like, what's the status quo like?
Okay. Because you're saying, I'm saying, some infringements are cancelable. Well, bro, if you perpetuate violence, because that's essentially what is championing, violence. Yeah. Violence towards women.
Yeah.
Women ought to be sex slaves, controlled, not pursue business.
So then what about that person that tweeted you and said they want you to die and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember there was a guy who said, what about them?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't they be cancelled as well?
They should be. I've blocked them. I've cancelled them.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
my exes.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do. They should be. They should be cancelled.
Explain yourself, okay?
I'm saying, okay, how do they then choose who must be cancelled? So, for example, someone said infringed violence on him and said he must die and he must be killed, whatever. Is that a cancelable offense? How do we get to, okay, now you must be cancelled?
Yeah,
what boxes do you have to tick that? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, in general, from my own perspective, is that, you know, yes, we all have a freedom of speech, but we have to be responsible in what we say. So if you're making statements that are irresponsible, therefore...
So I'm asking, who determines that those statements are irresponsible?
I'd say people. The population.
The real people.
Yeah,
the real people. General people. Not Twitter, not feminists, not just... Like, if Solomon can go, yo, that's fucked up, man. You can't say women are cum buckets. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. That's people. And also, then the counseling does come if he writes an email or goes to the headquarters of YouTube and says, apology, I see where I've erred. I want to correct this. Please give me another platform. Let me open a channel up. And they say, okay, cool, but you want to say women are cum buckets? Nah, that's fine then. You have your opinions on women, but don't promote violence. To say a woman must be slapped around and grabbed by her arm to the bedroom at will of the man whenever the man feels like it. That's some fucked up shit. You can't say that. Do you get me? Then YouTube goes, okay, then start your podcast. As long as it's not going to promote these violence. It's not going to perpetuate the violence. Right? Cool. Now he's counseled. You know, cancelled, yes, for now. But, I mean, you can always have a YouTube. I'm pretty sure. YouTube is run by humans. It's not a whole machine.
Yeah.
TikTok is run by humans. It's not a whole machine.
And every statement of people, what people speak, you know, whatever they say, it can be debated, especially if, like, it's something that, and it depends on to what degree.
Yeah.
And then there's such statements that are coming from, they're just to the max.
It's like,
how do you repair that? After saying that, it's not like something, just a small little joke, and then it's like, oh, okay, we can apologize. I'm sorry, I'll do better. But in this case, this guy is just too beyond, and you can't have people following him.
Okay, so in light with what you guys are saying, with what you are saying, then we should have been cancelled.
See.
Because there were people that found what we said.
No,
love.
Offensive.
Yes.
We've apologized for one incident, right? Because we realize that, in a way, indirectly, we are promoting violence. We are perpetuating the hate and
hate speech
of we can joke about these people.
No, yeah,
they've got testicles. Then they've got, you know what I mean. Then you know what I mean. We can joke about them. So we perpetuated that for a second. No, this is me speaking from that mindset. No, but yes. You can't laugh. You know what it's like. It's like if you played a clip of that guy saying women are cum buckets, and I laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was an example of the notion that was being perpetuated.
Yeah.
After we weren't doing that, because to us it's just we're chatting from what we know.
Mm.
Gandhi out there,
this is how
someone gets it as so I can actually do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm. So we apologize for it.
Yeah.
Counseling.
And you're able to see the
world.
But someone like him, this Tate, Andrew Tate guy, he's completely, he believes in what he believes, and already saying that he's got young kids who are looking like up to him. That's just disgusting.
Yes. You see, the thing is with him, right? After he gets counseled, there is a place for
him to apologize.
No, in the world, him as a podcaster is a place for him to champion manhood, to champion men being proudly masculine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, and one person who does that in South Africa a lot, it's Prince KB. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, guys, let's be accepting of everything else. Let's have tolerance of other people and their sexuality.
Yeah.
Let's have respect for women and worship them as women, because women are amazing. I love women, right?
Mm.
But there is a place for, you're a man, you must work hard for your fucking family.
Yes.
You've got balls and you must step up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know what I mean? We can't lose that as men. So there is a place like that and a podcast like that without it being demeaning.
In order to celebrate demeaning one, you have to look down on the other.
Yes, without it being demeaning to women or demeaning to whoever was born in a particular sexual way that's different from everybody else. So there is a place for that. We do. And this podcast is one of those. Like, it's niggas feel, you know, like it's a real place.
Yeah.
And a lot of women also feel like it's a real place where real conversations are had.
Mm.
Yeah.
We need those spaces, and those need to be protected.
Despite of gender, sexuality.
Those need to be protected at all costs.
Mm.
But he fucking crossed the line many times.
Like, I'm surprised that he has a woman that he says, okay, who's this woman that's like supportive of this?
And you'll find there's women who love what he says.
Mm.
Because of...
What?
Yeah, because of their other things. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a reason why R. Kelly still had women writing him letters, still had women outside of his case, outside of his court case, you know? Is lobbying
banners,
for him.
Yeah,
yeah, supporting him.
I'm glad you brought up R. Kelly. Is it possible to agree with Andrew Tate and disagree with him at the same time?
So,
for example, like you like R. Kelly's music, but you don't agree with what he did to those women.
Yes.
So is there room for that?
Because
it seems like in this day and age, it's one-dimensional.
There
you
is.
Either agree with someone or you don't. There's no room for...
We are both Busta's fan of music, Nicolele. We both like it, and all of the other hits he's made. But we'll call him out if something looks weird. You know, you've called him out. We've called him out.
No, but that's us, dog. We're a different breed. I'm saying, like, on Twitter, if Busta is now whatever. What's it called?
Cancelled.
Yeah, cancelled because he's a pedophile.
Yeah, it's proven in the court of law that he's a pedophile.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then that's it. Case closed. Ichaile for him. Whether his music is good or not. Or not even with music, but like, what I'm trying to say is that if Busta, that's a bad example.
No, I'll take it back to Andrew Tate. I can hear what you're saying.
Yes.
Like, for instance, he was, he championed the thing of being against the vaccine, you know, the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
So some people don't agree with him.
Yes,
but then other statements
you
don't. I get where you're going. Yeah.
But there's no room for that.
So now we're in a stage where it's like, okay, if you it's cancelled.
So if you agree with Andrew Tate about the COVID vaccine, it's like now you are.
But you have to
endorsing
be specific. No, but you're being
a misogynist
specific.
Pig.
I see. Yeah. Oh, so what you're saying is, then YouTube and all the other entities should have removed those clips.
No.
Oh, just because now what they've done is they've deleted everything, essentially thrown the baby out with the water. The bad videos and the good videos that question vaccines.
No, they had to.
Yeah, then
they had to cancel them.
No, man. So listen to what I'm saying.
My man.
I'm saying in this day and age,
huh?
Is it okay to say I disagree with Andrew Tate with the way he speaks about women?
What's going on?
How? You already?
Hey Siri, I think I spilled some alcohol on my phone. Siri's like, hey, in it.
But I agree with Andrew when it comes to the vaccine.
It's okay to say that.
It's not. Just not on social media.
So you think I can't tweet now that Arkham has made some of the best music on earth?
No,
I can.
No.
What do you mean, no,
bro? It's what
tweet it.
Tweet it. You'll see flames, bro.
Tweet it now.
Tweet it now. You'll see flames.
R. Kelly has made some of the best music on earth.
Tweet it now.
Tweet it now.
So it means I support what he did?
Yes.
Hey,
so that's how social media is. Am I lying?
If Lewis Hamilton...
Am I lying?
Yes, you're lying.
Why?
That's a 21-year-old.
It goes back to what Pennywell said. Pennywell the back pen. It's, yes, he likes R. Kelly's music, but does not support his persona or what he did. So you can support a person's music, like it, because you genuinely have a thing for music. You like it, you have the essence, it's genuine.
But can you tweet right now that I like R. Kelly's music? He's one of the best.
Yes, most definitely.
Please do that.
Yes, people will be opinionated. Some will say that I'm supporting someone who is against... A rapist somewhat like that, or supporting someone who's against our norms as females, right? Womandla and feminism. But I like his music. It's nice.
Dude, literally the same thing happened to Julius Malema. Listen to this. Julius Malema came on this platform and they said he's supporting a misogynistic platform. Same thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So by him just coming here,
but
you understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
And this journalist didn't even know the name of the show, but she calls herself a journalist.
Nah, she didn't even know the name of the show. She did. She just been pretty.
So much for not doing the research.
Yeah.
No,
listen to this.
Based on what you say on the war against women.
What's her name?
Malema.
I don't even know her name.
You recently appeared on a podcast called MacG, the MacG podcast.
Hey, my CFS is like MacG. Don't.
Nah, she knows it.
Forget the full title.
Yeah.
A man who's been called a misogynist, isn't this something that directly contradicts your messaging and your language that you're using now?
You see, just by coming on the platform.
But that's stupid. Okay, in this case, it's stupid because she should have watched, and he literally did say he attacked this.
Yeah, and I love his sponsor.
In
shout out
podcast.
To CIC, Julius Malema. Shout out. I'm playing it again.
No, we can't hear.
Okay.
What are you doing at MacG? It's like asking a pastor, what are you doing? MacG, even if he's got disrespect for women and gays and lesbians, we have a responsibility to educate him. And we can't educate him by screaming at him from a distance. I told him when I was there how it's South nice, Africans man. Feel about his conduct and behavior. So I'm not going to sit away as a pastor from prisons because when I go to pray for murderers in prison and rapists, I will be told, yeah, by going there, you are also encouraging what you are saying you are standing against.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying, Doc?
Yeah, but that's what I said about this Tate guy. I believe there is a place we need that, and we can't lose that as men in the world and society. We can't lose our manhood. We can't lose, as long as that manhood is not infringing on people's rights, harming anyone, going around at a grocery store strangling a woman in front of you because you're a man. It's your place to do it. You know what I mean? As long as it's not toxic to that point. Or toxic at all, then we're good. Andrew Tate should have his podcast. But just don't fucking say women as Like, don't you have a mom, bro? You can't say woman. Women are come buckets, and any woman you see deserves your comments out of her. You can't just say shit like that. Yeah. That's wild, bro. That's fucking stupid.
Well done to all the social media, these big
companies, yeah. big tech companies.
Yeah.
I got an email. Can I read it? It's not a comment.
Yeah, yeah, read it, bro. We love emails.
Emails are fine, eh?
Yeah, emails are fine, bro. Not even comments you can read, because if you filter, it means you filtered it. If it ends up on the show, it means it's been filtered and curated and
what.
It's fine.
Yesterday, I closely watched episode 382 where you guys discussed 150 Bars by Big Zulu, released on the 19th of August. My attention was caught by Mr. Penduka and Mac G when they commented on how they love the song, yet the end softened the blow. Mm-hmm. Now, to that statement, I humbly disagree. In my understanding, the song was never made to strike beef nor hatred. I have to mention that I'm not the spokesperson of Big Zulu on Kabi Records, and I'm not a diehard fan of his work like I am to the podcast. But in my belief, 150 Bars was a song made to take hip-hop out of cruise control and back to sport mode, as we all know the truth that our preference has been shifted to amapiano as of late. South African hip-hop artists, in my opinion, have now taken a soft approach to the genre to push sales and radio-censored music, forgetting that the core foundation of the genre was to be raw and truthful. Like the podcast. Sure. Am I lying? we lost the same sense of fire. We traded Son of a Gun by KO for Super Duper. We traded Roll Up for Joe Hasselberg. It has turned so soft that MT literally has a song titled Star Softs. So we needed something to shake the game and make the artists go back to the studio with fire in their souls, with a goal to shock listeners and not just another way to pay for bottles go conquer. So in conclusion, Big Zulu practice a phrase used by the Zulus. It is Singama Dota Sikatawa. Is that what I said? Sikatwa.
It
is Singama Dota.
Where is it?
Sakwat. Sakwat.
Oh, Singama Dota.
Sakwat.
No. Singama Dota Sakatwa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Referring to how men used to test their strength against each other.
But still
kept a bond of friendship, and I thank Nkabi for that. So I hope my efforts changed the view on the matter. P.S. I are also vaccinated. Banga kujwayeli Nkabi laba.
We'll get into the vaccines.
We'll get into the vaccines.
Your religious chila Shaka Mtimande.
Oh, Shaka. Mtimande. Drinks tea on Mondays.
Yeah, so I need it.
Bronson is here.
I need to read that because I agree with him, man. I agree with him.
Actually, I like that.
You agree with him?
That perspective.
Yeah, I do.
I like it.
Like, people are talking about hip-hop this past week. Questa, Duncan.
It's back on sport mode.
Yeah.
No, he did.
It's on sport mode right now.
Yes, he threw in the match, you know, in the fuel. You know what I mean?
Hey, Questa killed it, eh?
Hey, Questa.
Wearing a mark as I don't rank in your what?
Yeah. Yo, there's so many bars there.
Yeah.
There's a bar where it says my presence are presents and I'm panning out. Get it? Like, it's a pun and the presence, and no pun intended. It's saying that I'm panning out. I'm like, Questa! Shit, they awoke. They've awoken a beast.
Yeah.
Nah, it was nuts. No, but so I stand by what I said. Big Zulu shouldn't have softened the blow. Because he's saying, like, yeah, like our podcast, we say we're unfiltered. Imagine now at the end of the, we've got a 5 minutes where we say, Zeke, sorry, your party was amazing. We didn't mean it like that, it was industry. Your party was great, but we didn't mean it was industry.
Like 5 minutes by the end of the show, we just
girls, sorry. Sorry, we know you're hustling.
We want to fuck you, actually.
I'm sorry
we
for saying
actually,
I don't
just want to fuck you.
We want you to sit on our faces. We fuck you for the whole day. Hey, my trans, sorry. We didn't know, you know. Hey, you know what I mean? Okay, well, then we apologize for rightful reasons, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then are we unfiltered if we do that?
No, we don't.
If hip-hop is a sport, Big Zulu must diss, and he didn't say anything personal to anyone, right? It's fine.
But also, not saying Zeke's party was industry, it's not from malice.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So even them, they're not rapping from malice. It's not like fuck you.
When Kendrick dropped Control, he didn't apologize. He did say at the same time, you see, he's an artist, a rapper.
Yeah.
He found a way to say it within the lyrics. It wasn't a fucking essay at the end of the song where the beat cuts and then he has to now speak. He was like, fuck Drake, fuck you guys. I got love for all you niggas. But when it comes to going toe-to-toe, I can murder all of you niggas.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you get me? And that's it. And then he killed them.
Yeah.
But he did say, Guti, I'm not doing this out of, but I can murder all of you. He didn't say, ay, man, yeah. Hey, hey, Casper. Hey, I'm 7 more, man. Because he was saying at the time that everybody's sleeping.
Yeah.
Right? So, awuko at that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he could have said it in the lyrics, it's still going to be hard. Yeah. Like, you niggas are great, but all of you niggas are sleeping. Some of you motherfuckers are doing features with Piano Cats. Yeah. Fuck y'all niggas. And then continue to diss them.
Which diss track was your favorite?
There's KO.
Yes.
Hey, guys, KO. K, right?
Okay, let's start. Hands in the air for
me,
the KO diss track.
I love violence, man. I love Duncan.
Okay.
Duncan.
All right. Questa, diss track.
Oh, yeah.
No one put their hands up, by the way. That's why we're going high.
Who never loved Questa's hands up in the air?
Oh.
No hands.
What is it? You guys don't understand Zulu. What's going on? What?
Questa's paused, guys.
Jeez. Okay.
He killed him.
Next one, Duncan.
Duncan, I heard. Huh, Duncan.
Just two.
Wait, so you guys don't like this? And I didn't have hands up for anything.
No, there's a guy from Ambitious.
There's a guy from Ambitious.
Oh, yeah. You can't count him.
Who's from Ambitious?
Okay, give him a mic. No one hears him. Give him a mic. Give him a mic.
Yo, so the thing is, the guy is not known, right?
Who?
So
which guy?
What is his name again, Mesh? Many.
Oh, the guy from Ambitious.
Yeah, yeah. So he's not known. So he was not hyped that much, right? But a lot of things that he said there, yo, I can't.
You can't quote, but can you like paraphrase?
Because he's hungry.
Of course, he's hungry.
Well, it's time to Ambitious. Of course, he's hungry.
But he went in, though. You know, he went in so hard. You know, thing is, people were just like, okay, we don't know this guy.
Yeah, because I'm a Kulumana now. So I pinned you. I'm a Kulumana now. So that's when I bought 25K MT. I like Duncan's one. And I knew, I did say it was going to be disrespectful. Mm. You know why, right? And a lot of people are saying Duncan was unnecessary and he was very disrespectful and umtugi look Zulu to a certain degree. But here's the thing. Stogie's not going to respond because all he said was ukhulumisilunga kakhulu. That's not a diss. That's not an insult. That's not bars. You know what I mean? But what he did, the difference with Duncan, he kicked the man when he was down, which seemingly, maybe Duncan is rich, he's got a business or whatever. We don't know. But musically, he's been very quiet. Mm. And musically, to me, in my head, there hasn't been a song that is memorable that is Duncan. So To him, he took it personal. Because it was personal. Mm. It's like saying to someone, especially with something they love so much.
Hey, so you're too sober, man. Let's drink some more.
Drunk soul doesn't mean no brain. Remember, this one...
You're making too much sense.
Remember, that makes sense. Because this one goes in my Sunday, and you remember. This one doesn't go to the head. That would pass, you know. If I could stand right now, I'll stand with this whole table. So, yeah. So, Duncan responded the way he did. Mm. Dude, Jay-Z said to Nas, skeeted in your Jeep and came on your baby seat. I'm super ugly. He said, I came in your fucking Jeep, fucking your girl, and then I came in your baby seat. He did though, however, because his mom called him and said, I apologize to Nas.
No.
Well, I didn't raise you like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's hip hop.
Yeah, it's hip hop.
If you gonna, and that's what Duncan said in the lyrics. It's like, so I like Duncan's diss because it almost forces a response from Big Zulu. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you started this thing. Now the nigga has really come for you. Mm. He's insulted you. Yeah, a lot of the things are not true, but he can't manage it. But now what are you going to say? Yeah. You know, he tweeted with Mbama. Mbama, because he said, he said, the beautiful game, let it continue. Mm. And Big Zulu said, Mbama is a beautiful game when you swear it. So, yeah, let the beautiful game continue.
As Cheyenne.
But I don't think Big Zulu is going to hit him. But yeah. He must come back. Let's hear what he's going to say.
All right, lastly, I want to talk about this vaccine, man. Jeez, have you heard this latest report?
What does it say,
BBC
fam?
Ran a story. They said COVID vaccines, BBC? Yeah, apparently were laced with HIV virus. There's a report that is out revealing that countries around the globe have been reporting a rise in HIV infections. That is reported due to the fact that some of the COVID-19 vaccines have been laced with the virus.
It's a default count it in van. DJ, I tell him I see D lapo. More about it. Humble counter, humble tester.
And apparently our government knew.
No way.
I kid you not, bro.
No way.
Let me read this article for
guys.
You. I kid you not.
So this, they least.
This
so
is according to, what article is this?
I'm a Pfizer.
Pharmaceuticaltechnology.com. They said South Africa rejects Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine due to HIV concerns.
That's a Russian one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Data from two prior trials showed that the AD5 vectored vaccine was linked to high chances of HIV acquisition in men.
Hey. In men?
Yeah.
Hey, what for you?
Hey, Ganyo, no.
So, I'm not vaccinated at the shield with HIV, about the shield. And that's not how my shots, you get two shots. You're like, oi, poor man, give me two shots of Pfizer. That's with one shot of HIV. And it's like, would you like a bowl of penis with that? Nah, give me a bowl of ARVs. Fuck, dog. Are you serious? This is true.
Yeah.
So the booster was to get you started. Then you're going to the ARVs, eh?
Wait, dog, this is
that
serious.
Coming back in a game.
Scary, right? It's scary, right?
Is it all over the world or just for Africans?
All over the world. Fact checker, check there. Don't be on. She's on social. She's on. She's on Snapchat.
Guys, she's live. She's live. She's live.
As we speak.
She's live on TikTok. Like, chilling with Mac G. Ooh, girl. Ooh. Hashtag. We here. Are you even listening to the show?
I'm
listening. I was busy checking. The CDC says that it hasn't really confirmed, but there has been over people who are older than 50 who have been diagnosed with the illness of getting HIV. As for it being men only, it doesn't stipulate gender, so no, I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, it has been stated that there has been a case
Wait,
of
doc,
this.
So there's HIV in the vaccine?
It was laced with HIV, yeah.
But now my thing is, doesn't HIV have conditions? Like, shouldn't it be alive for a certain... So it's they found a way of just putting it in these vaccine... what do they call them?
I wouldn't know.
Those things that the vaccine travels in. It's some term. Hey, fact check. It's a difficult one, though. Mm. But, yeah, it's these glass things.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. Why?
I don't know, bro.
Just a disease, a virus, Jay.
They are still busy investigating the matter, so it hasn't been concluded. But it has been stipulated that there has been a small nyana percentage of people.
It's all got to do with depopulation, bro, I think.
Oh, yes, because people have been advocating, like, what about Bill Gates?
Mm.
Hence, I ask, is it over the world or just...
Yeah, it's over the world.
Africa.
No.
Because we are playing for the overpopulation of the world.
Yeah.
It's all Africa.
Over the world. So Africa is the target.
No, guys. It's been all over the world.
Yeah,
it's
but
a global
we've been
thing.
Playing Gutisbaning and we're not producing much or we're not contributing apparently economically, but we're taking and we're a burden to the world.
Wow.
Therefore, we should be. I'm telling you, like overpopulation. They're saying Africans, Baning, and I'm AIDS. Oh, fuck, AIDS.
Wow.
Aid. From United Nations, aid. Food aid, health aid. Not AIDS.
Yeah.
But yeah, that we're the problem.
Anyway, on lighter news, shout out to my boy Dino. He won Survivor this season of Survivor, man.
Which
season 9?
Dino Bravo.
You were watching Survivor.
Dino Bravo.
Dino Bravo.
Who's Dino? I don't watch
you
Survivor.
You still watch Survivor.
I love it.
I'm
man.
Out of touch with Survivor.
Wow. I love it. A guy called Dino won it, but I wanted Phil. No, not Phil. Marion. There's a girl called Marion. I think she should have won it, though.
Which Survivor is South African?
Yeah, Survivor, Survivor South Africa. Yes, yes, yeah.
Oh,
would you go on Survivor, though?
Yeah, of course. Fuck.
I would win, for Survivor.
Bro. I'm such a big fan, man. Mm. I'd kill it.
I auditioned for Survivor. Like,
what didn't you audition?
I auditioned for Survivor. No, but I was down and out when I auditioned for Survivor. I was like, oh, they'll remember me from Zanzi, Big Brother. Let me audition. I auditioned for Big Brother, like, in 2018 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
I would do different. Well, obviously, to answer you,
just
I would,
to eat I would rice, that will just traumatize.
I actually need it, man. 39 days without alcohol, I need it, man.
Hey, Bana, hey.
Oh, and I got you, you need to rehab.
Yeah,
it was sick. I was sick. I want to rehab.
Anyway, so I got a game. I asked the chillers to suggest a game because I always come up with the games. Mm-hmm. So like, fuck it, let me ask the chillers to come up with a game. And most of them said we must play Never Have I Ever.
Ooh, Never Have I Ever. Wow, fuck it up.
Give Ghost Lady ginger beer because she's not drinking.
Oh.
Why are you not
the baby.
Drinking?
Because
I'm still breastfeeding.
Oh, I thought there was another one coming. So can't you like just put all your breast milk into containers and keep it in the fridge and just serve the kid?
No, and I do express. I do express milk and keep it in the fridge, yes.
Expressing means to squeeze your tits and the thing comes out, the milk comes out. No, look, I'm curious. What's expressing?
You make it sound like services.
Ah, what? Express services. Why, bro, you want some milk of a woman? I want milk of a cow today, my friend. Okay, fine. I'll take milk of a woman. What's express to do an express?
Literally, to use the equipment to literally take out, to like to get milk out.
Obese.
So you don't even have to squeeze it.
How many liters can you get out of yours?
Hey!
No, that's a valid question. Well, right now my milk has declined, so I'm trying to get it up, but I could do about 100.
You see, this is podcasting.
100 liters!
No research, no prep!
150.
Now we're talking about titties.
Wait, yes. wait. So from your titties,
yes.
150 liters.
Not liters, milliliters.
Oh, like a bottle. Milliliters.
Yes, milliliters.
No, guys, this wasn't in the script, man. We need to do research.
Never have I ever.
But that's like over a tenth of a liter. That's not much.
It is much. It's a lot. For
mils,
a baby.
100 mils.
Yes, 100
mils. Have you tasted?
That's like a bottle of cologne, 100 mils.
Yes.
Oh, shit, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
Hey, a good tata with breast milk.
Have you had breast milk before?
Breast milk?
Yeah.
Tasted it.
Yeah. I have, obviously, as a kid. A baby.
No, as an adult.
No, I want to.
Yeah, I've tasted it.
I wasted the breast milk of my baby mama because I never said, can I have some?
Mm.
Next kid I'm having, Tech when I said, I'm having this milk to myself. Fuck you, nigga. Let's fight. You're gonna fight me. Yeah, still. Grab that shit. Tech when I said, ain't no way I'm fucking wasting that shit again. My daughter had all of it previously. You know? Ain't no way that shit is happening again. Man. No way.
Stop.
Oh, dude, I've never tasted it. Like, it's just too weird.
Have you given your husband your breast milk?
No.
He's never tasted?
I don't think so. Mm. It must have been from the bottle.
Or from the fridge. Hey,
nyo.
Hey, you know how you replace the with water or milk.
All right, let's go. Never have I ever. We got our drinks. Are you ready, Penduka?
Let's go, bro.
Never have I ever drunk dialed my ex.
Never have I ever. No, I've done that many times.
Sure. Then drink, bro.
Yeah.
That's how the game works.
Oh, I have. So I drink this.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I have.
Yeah. Drunk soul loading.
Yo, I used to call my fucking, fuck you. We're shooting the show at 7 o'clock in the morning, buddy. I've got a whole day to fucking face. Facing weird and shit. Hey.
You're screwed.
I've called my drunk ex.
Yeah.
My ex drunk. A lot of times. There's an ex that took me like like 4 years to get over.
Yeah.
I'd call, bro, I'm bad. But I drunk call random people also.
Oh, that's me as well,
Never spoken, where are you?
Yeah.
Cape Town, I'm flying, I'm coming in. Hey, you drunk dog. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'll book a hotel, I'm coming now. It's crazy, I do that a lot, man.
I do that a lot as well.
Because guys, it's liquid courage. That's another thing. Because you're drunk now you've got the courage to call.
But I was bad. I remembered my ex's number while drunk because I deleted it because I called her too many times when I was drunk.
Shit,
but
real?
I remembered it still.
Oh.
Yeah, bad, eh?
That is bad.
And she had moved on. She was at the pasta. She kept saying, never, ever call me again.
And then?
Hey, I know this ex, man.
The one with the pasta.
Who dated the pasta. Hey, you really love that one.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Who's the pasta?
I don't know. Some pasta from a church.
You were in the past. The pasta was in the present.
For real.
Yeah. How long was that relationship?
About 3 years. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Generally, with me, the ex I took a long time to get over, it was the longest relationship I've ever been in. Also.
Yeah.
So I understand.
But I'm glad it happened. I've never been happier than I am today, you know?
You see what I mean?
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
I'm over and life is good.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'd never go back to her.
Yo, me and my woman are such a good place right now.
Tell us about your place.
How is it?
You know when you get to a place where you both understand each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It took us 8 years, but we finally made it.
Yeah. Shit, 8 years.
Yeah, bro.
8 year relationship.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Ten. We went to 10 now.
Hey, dog. You're an adult, man.
Oh, come on, no.
Like you're a grown adult, like 10 year anniversary.
That's the same.
Hey, bro. Not
us,
a lot of men have that. You're the only man in this room who had a 10 year anniversary
in the industry.
In the industry of anything. I had a 10 year anniversary. I know you celebrated your son's 21st birthday. Yeah, 21st. 10 year anniversary. You've been in a 10 year relationship. You. Current.
No.
Nigga, how old are you, dog? Who's baby mama? Wait. I don't know to talk about it, meaning he's lied to someone out there.
Yeah.
Baby mama. There's someone out there who knows.
He's like,
baby mama's for when you go to Cape Town only.
Hey, when he goes to Cape Town, I'd be like,
this is a lie. I'm switching off your mic. Your mic is off.
Investment.
It's off. Your mic is off. Your mic is off, chief.
All right. Let's continue.
I'm not having that.
All right, let's continue.
Oh, fuck you, my mic.
Did you drink?
Yes, I did drink.
Oh, okay. You dialed your ex?
Yeah, like
I've had exes.
I've had exes, guys.
You've had exes?
But I never.
Church girl.
Church crews.
They're not exes. They're not exes. They're crucifixes.
Manje ngangijola no Jesu.
Watch out for Jesu. Mosquito.
Oh, by the way, for the new chillers, Ghost Lady used to work at Kalawa.
Yeah,
she did something there.
Wow. She used to work at Kalawa. She used to be. We don't know. She just was working. But Kalawa was known for roadkill also, so we don't know. We're just here.
I've got a challenge, bro.
Yeah.
Next time someone says, let's see what's the longest we can go without saying roadkill.
Ooh, ne?
Yeah.
No. Ooh, fuck yeah, no.
Let's see.
So whoever says roadkill first, what's going to happen?
They'll buy a case of grandeur.
Okay.
Let's keep it home. What?
All right, yes. Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
Good.
Are you guys on?
That's easy. Yeah, that's easy. When does that start?
Ah, you still new. Don't worry. Fact check.
Hey, fact check.
I almost said, okay, yeah. So we're starting from today. Ne?
Okay.
Yeah. Next person to say roadkill will buy a six pack of.
Cool. No
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Who was the ex?
Ah.
Oof. Oh, no. Not who was the ex. Like, what was happening?
Yeah, like, Yes.
Yeah, so it was definitely not in my marriage.
Yeah.
Just the disclaimer.
Of course.
Yeah,
no.
So before you met
before
your,
got,
when
yeah.
you're still a bad
before
bad.
You met
yeah,
your
when I was still a bad bad, yeah. yeah. So, yeah.
Kanye was
I
a bad
can't remember
bad,
the
eh?
Details. Yeah, I was a bad
no,
bad.
No, no, I'm fine. She once came with her friends here. They chopped her off. And I was like, hey, your friends. Hey. I was like, oh, hi, pet pets. Like, I'm funny. Like, you can see, like, but they got their own money, but you can see this, like, you know. Mm. High tea
wow.
gang.
Wow. Yeah. High yeah. tea gang.
Yeah. What is that high tea? Is that, like, the new slang?
No, it's like these girls, man, who go to Westcliff Hotel at, like, 12 and just chill and have
and
tea
spend their
and
own
drinks.
Money.
And
like housewives.
Rich housewives.
Oh, okay.
Or rich independent women.
Oh, okay.
Who've got businesses, you know.
They're called high tea.
High tea gang.
High tea gang.
Oh, I don't know. I just coined that now.
Oh.
But they all do high tea and stuff.
Yes.
Like, but she can explain what high tea is. It's her stuff.
Well, no, high tea is just like, you know, when you go for like a tea, like a brunch, you know, it's very fancy.
Very fancy, Lonnie.
Yeah.
Like at Westcliff Four Seasons Spa.
Yes.
Mm. And the bill is like 15 grand and there's like two of them. High tea.
And they pay.
Yeah, y'all pay.
So you buy tea with your podcast salary?
Yeah. Tell him with your household salary. Never send 50K a month. Just keep yourself busy.
I live the life.
Yeah.
I live a good life.
She looks like she gives it to charity there at the church that she works at.
Never. Can you charity? Never.
What church? Guys, Jesus.
Did you, wait, you quit the church?
You quit?
I told you I'm a housewife.
How do you,
oh,
quit,
did you quit?
How do you quit?
Oh,
you
wow,
quit
you lie.
Job?
When did you quit?
How do you quit the church job?
Never have I ever quit.
How do you quit a church job?
Let's play the game. We're losing track. Let's play the game.
We threw one.
Yeah, we did one. Okay. Never have I ever been on a blind date.
In the middle.
Must drink. Hey, Saul doesn't know how to play this game.
No, I'm in the middle.
So drink middle.
Oh, I drink. How do you drink middle? I have and I have never. I will explain.
Okay. Explain.
Yeah, sipila now. So it was. I was in high school, St. Francis College, Benoni.
In
this
high
chick
school.
Mix it. Yeah, mix it.
Mix it.
Mix it.
Not mix it, but. My, oh goodness, I remember, goodness, Matiza introduced me to this honey.
As we all Google.
Gave me the number on Mix It.
Goodness.
Nah, she's off Facebook. I was looking for goodness a few weeks ago, funny enough. She's gone. I don't know what's happening with goodness. Hey, goodness, Matiza. So, I call her Matiza, like the trousers, you know, back then. So she then
so
gives
you've
me this
call's
number. We talk on Mix It.
Mm-hmm.
We talk.
Fact checker wouldn't know Mix It, eh? Oh.
Oh, respect her, ghost lady. Respect.
How do you know Mix It?
Speak on the mic.
You were young.
I was young. I think I was 6 or 7, so I can't remember.
That's 2006.
Hey, I wasn't first
No,
year.
I wasn't on Mix It. No, I have Mix a sister
it.
Who
she
was.
Knows it. When
but
Matt
I know
it. She knows
I
it.
I know
nah.
Mix It.
Mix,
yes.
It. Mix it.
You're an old soul.
And
man.
Mig, you know Mig 33. Is it Mig what? 66. So now, I got hooked up with this girl. We chat. Last day of school, CV's day. We were supposed to meet at Lakeside Mall in Benoni, right? Now, guys, whenever you're going to go on a blind date, never tell the person what you're truly wearing. Let them tell you what they're wearing. You must lie about what you're wearing. So I'm like, I'm wearing this. It was an O'Neill top, I remember. O'Neill hoodie, red hang ten thingy. I think this, you know, high school attire. Yeah. She's like, she's wearing this. You are! I saw her! I'm like, hi, ugly! I'm scared! I'm like, you! Yeah, I'm not a cute nigga myself, but fucking hell! And you said you're thick, you're not thick! You're a circle! You're a... It's like her surname is Masekele or something like
Andrew, is that you?
Samantha Masekele.
Andrew.
No, this is not Andrew. This is my experience. I was like, because she lied to me. Hence why, right? If she said, I'm not that good looking, but I've got a nice personality. I'm big. If you like big women, you're going to enjoy me big time. So she misrepresented herself. And I told her the truth about myself.
So what did you end up doing? Did you say hi?
I saw her. She saw me. We made eye contact. And then I was like, hey, fam. Dog, didn't you say you want to go to that place? Yeah. It just went.
Yeah.
I dodged it, but we had already connected. Like, because I told her what I was wearing. Never tell a person what you're wearing.
Because so till this day, she's still waiting there for you. Herself, eh? She's still waiting there for you till this day.
Possible. But yeah, I went to a blind date, but didn't get to go on the blind date. So
we're gonna make it happen. Goodness, if you're watching this, hit us up. Man. No, we're making it happen.
Goodness. Dude, this happened in 2000. She was like five. In 2005, I was in grade 11.
Yeah.
2005.
Yeah.
This happened.
She was four.
Yeah. You were four. When I was going through all the trauma, you were like, didn't even know what Earth is. You were just on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. No. The goodness is the hookup.
Oh, okay.
The friend I even forgot the name.
Oh, you forgot the name. Goodness. Oh, shit. We'll find her. She's probably a chiller.
Is the hook. Ah, goodness. We'll she see. Probably is. Goodness.
We'll see.
Goodness, Matigis. Matigis. Yeah.
Matigis. I've actually like a similar story. Also, it was matric, and I needed a matric dance date. So my friend was hooking me, she was hooking me up with the guy, like, who was going to be my matric dance date. And guess what she says? She was like, no, she looks like Chingy. So I'm thinking, you know, I went to the mall expecting a Chingy lookalike.
Yeah. And then it's Mahuta.
It's not Chingy, it's Chakarumba. It's not Chingy. It's not Chingy, it's Chakarumba. It's not Chingy, it's Chingy. No, Lile. And then you see him at the mall.
Yeah.
So yeah, we met at the mall. It's the place, right? Yeah.
Like, so you didn't say hi to him?
With your Ed Hardy t-shirt, you know?
You didn't say hi to him?
That's high school, yeah.
You didn't say hi to him?
We did, but I was like so disappointed.
He didn't look like Chingy.
He didn't look nothing like Chingy.
And Chingy was hot there.
Yeah.
Who did he look like?
Just total difference. He was dark.
Chingy's a yellow bone.
You know? So I was expecting a yellow bone, you know? Yeah. It was dark. You know?
My blind date was with Bridget Masinga.
How was it blind when you know her?
Hey!
No, she hooked me up with her sister.
Bridget Masinga?
Has a sister.
Oh, her sister.
Oh, her sister.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
So she hooked me up with a sister. I went there. Jeez, man. Ooh. Yes.
Bridget Masinga's sister.
She's so beautiful. I couldn't say anything. The whole, I think maybe an hour, we were just sitting. Looking at each other.
You were out of words. You are all people.
Amen. Amen.
You all have some shit to say.
Hey, I was a nerd, bro. I don't know what to say. She was too beautiful, bro.
No.
You're a nerd.
Then you should have met.
Hey, hold, man. That's not bad, dog. How are you a nerd? Hey. I mean, we saw your matric results. They didn't scream nerd.
No, in fact, they don't exist.
They didn't scream nerd.
They came here with their June report.
Your matric results screamed smoking weed, lost heart, oversized blazer, shoes never polished. Yes. Nigga, I would just give a fuck in high school.
Yeah.
And then, how did it go?
Then I said bye and I left. That's the last time I saw her.
You never dated.
No. Oh, she was too beautiful, man. I was lost for words.
What's Bridget Masinga? What's her sister's name?
I don't know, bro. I didn't even get to ask her name.
I'll ask Bridget. I'm sure I can get Bridget Masinga's number at Kaya.
Same way how you did for Saul. Let's look for goodness. We are looking for Bridget's younger
sister. Yeah, I really want to see how beautiful this person was.
Oh, yeah. No, she's
because those kind of girls, you know that girls from high school who are beautiful in high school and then by hour after high school. And then the true beauty, that those who are beautiful in high school who are still like Blackhoff's ex-wife said she was beautiful in high school. Oh, you said, my bad, actually, you said. And she's still beautiful now. Then there are those who are just beautiful. Mbali,
yeah, we used to catch taxis with her to Buklu.
Mbali Mloch. How did you guys relate to her in high school?
No, she wouldn't go to the same high school. She went to another high school, but we caught the same taxis from Brie or North, one of those two, yeah, to Buklu.
And Oh, damn.
But she wasn't, no one really cared about her.
Oh,
she wasn't like.
She blossomed.
Yeah.
She's the that blossomed after high school.
Yeah, like, oh. I don't even think we shared her. No,
it was you who
her.
Told me, not her, actually. Sorry, yeah. My bad. It was you. Mm. Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, then there's some girls who, they're always beautiful in high school, and then they become. Hey,
same with
more.
Guys as well. Like guys that you never just looked at in high school, but oh, they grow older. You're like, oh, wow.
What are you? Were you an ugly duckling in high school? And you became beautiful? Or were you the opposite? Or are you worse now?
No, I blossomed.
I blossomed. Also, you were also that background chick in high school.
Yeah, I was just a background girl. Just, nah, I wasn't.
All right, let me
no
move
one
on.
Knows, no one knew me.
Here we go. Yeah,
Mac was definitely background. Like,
what?
Yeah, in high school.
Yeah, I was
no,
a nerd.
But
because you said.
He was on crazy.
Hey, Mac. Please define nerd, bro.
Bro, I used to play magic cards. Do you know what magic cards are? Exactly, you're not a nerd.
You used to go psh.
I used to go to land parties.
From magic cards.
Magic cards, bro.
It, what? You're from Limpopo, dog, so. He's a magic cards by Makazi. Oh, that's why it's called Makazi. She's in the magic cards. Makazi. You see her flying in the evening. With a broom. Nigga from the Bobo play is good at magic cards. They were black, definitely. No surprises there.
Here we go. Next one. Are you guys ready?
What are magic cards? Before you go on.
Ah, man, it's like.
You do magic. You perform little tricks.
It's like a game. It's like Pokemon, but with cards. But like.
Harry Potter vibes.
Harry Potter vibe.
All right, that's cool. Let's continue.
Yeah.
Like, you see, I went to school.
That
white kids,
knows
I hate. Goosebumps, those book series Goosebumps on primary school, then there was Harry Potter. I never liked any of those.
Those Nancy Drew.
Never liked any of those.
Yeah.
I think it has to do with Bakugan and Dragon Ball Z from Anime.
Yeah,
vibes.
Man, all that shit.
Yeah, those are magic.
This is like 20
Bakugan.
Years ago, I don't remember, man.
Bakugan.
Yes. Yeah. And
what's Bakugan?
It's some Anime vibe going on. Yes, it's a cartoon series. So you get cards.
Baku.
Yes.
I know Baku. There's a town in Israel called Baku.
Something like that, but it's Bakugans where they would come with tiny toys and then you throw them on
comes
the card
with tiny toys.
Yes,
sounds like
tiny
a woman
balls.
Having fun.
It's tiny toys. They look like animals. Fictional character animals, like, and you would fight. They would play fights.
So you're a nerd when you play those?
No, I wasn't a nerd. I wanted
you're a
one
nerd.
But no,
you want adventure cards? How old are you?
I wanted one. I'm 21.
She's 22. Yeah, she's 22.
She probably. Did you want a Tamagotchi?
I did not know them, but I was just
are
interested.
Old, bro. For us, our generation.
Yeah, but she seems old, bro. She knows Mixit. She knows magic cards.
Hey, yeah,
Tamagotchi. Explain the magic cards. Yeah,
you know rugby 1995 slammers. You remember slammers from the Rugby World Cup in 1995? You get them in Simba chips. New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
You get like the Springbok squad, or you get James Small, you get Estransky. Oh, fuck, yeah.
Fuck, man. The internet fucked a lot of things up, eh?
Yeah, except Komnandi now. It's like,
Now we're getting HIV in vaccines, not.
Hey, in vaccines. Nanam, we test it now, I'm crazy. Now, call yourself for guys go to test it. We're vaccinated. Hey.
All right, here's this one.
Aye, man. Hey.
Here we go. Next one.
Come with the results next week,
next one. You guys ready?
Are you niggas negative or positive still? What's going on with these vaccines, man? Hey, are you positive? Or are you negative? Hey, vaccination gang.
Are you positive?
The Vex gang.
Are you positive?
Hey, the Vex gang.
Are you
gang.
Negative?
The Vex gang booze are your bar. Hey, the Vex gang, the Vex gang booze are from the Vex gang. Hey, the Vex gang booze.
Chomyam,
the Vex gang. Vex gang. Vex gang booze are positive. Hey. Are you positive with your answer to begin with, nigga?
I'm Bambi, let me
Bambi, let's go test, bro. See this shit of rushing.
All right, are you guys for the next one?
Yes,
all right,
cool.
All right. Never have I ever lied to my boss.
Oh, come on. Everybody's lied to your boss.
Drink.
Hey, man, why are you not drinking from this tall one? No.
I I gave it to Ghost Lady.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Lady has it all. Why? No, we've all lied to bosses, man.
Last time you lied to your boss, Ghost Lady?
I said I'm 15 minutes away.
Ha, that's you. So every weekend.
And you?
Jesus Christ, man, boss.
Amen. I used to lie the most at Prime Media. Yo. Yeah. Used to lie the most, man.
Oh, yeah, it was Canton. Well, the one, I've lied to my many bosses, but the one I remember was Canton. Nigga walks in, he asked me something about a band, right? It's like, do you know so and so and so? Then I'm like, oh, yeah, she's amazing. She's great. She's fucking phenomenal. She's brilliant. You know, I love her. Oh, I fucking love her since I was 10, Canton. Give me that fucking raise. Then he's like, Saul, it's a band. It's not a woman. It's a whole fucking band. Then I'm like, oh, you can't then. Hey, man, this shit happened. I remember lying to Canton Pillay at fucking YFM.
That story reminds me of DJ Monday, man.
For real?
Yeah, man. May his soul rest in peace,
what
man.
What happened?
Because Monday, like, I used to chill with him a lot.
Yeah?
And every time I'd ask him,
on
hey,
Mondays.
Man, hey?
You chilled with him a lot?
On Mondays.
Monday.
Okay.
Oh!
Stupid. So what happened? Hey, Mac.
So, I stopped picking up, but no, man. Every song I ask this guy, like, hey, do you have the song? He's like, he's gone. I'm like, no, man, it's impossible
oh,
for someone
you, yes.
to have so many songs.
No matter how good they are.
Yeah, every song is like, I got. So one day I made up a song. I'm like, hey, DJ Monday, do you have Aya Pro featuring Lapiro,
yes.
Mesh, and Tato, whatever?
Seven years of Jews.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Agnayo, yeah, Agnayo, Agnayo.
I'm like, just how does the chorus go?
I just knew from there.
And then you walked away, you know, without trashing him.
Yeah.
Then you knew, he's been lying to me all this time. And Mondo was a music, geek.
Yeah.
Big time music collector.
Yeah. I think he didn't want people to know that there's songs he doesn't have.
Yes. And you can't know everything.
Yeah.
The internet has proved that.
Yeah.
Back then, there was the lack of internet. So you could believe a nigga has all the songs.
Mm.
But today, no. Never.
Never have I ever kissed more than one person in 24 hours.
Ah, come on. Everybody has done that.
Serious. Many rock and soul, eh?
Tell me about yours. I see. Okupuli class, le.
Ah, man. Ah, you know the vibes. You know the vibes. You know the vibes.
I know the vibes.
It'll be obvious. You guys were having threesomes and
YFM days was wild,
threesomes,
man.
Like I've said, remember I've had like sex with like three women one day. So sure. Obviously it's kissing in those, you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, same here.
Probably the sex won't start with the kissing.
Wow.
But we'll kiss afterwards and you know?
Mm.
Or during there are different types, levels of kissing.
Yeah, man. Anyway, it's time for some announcements. It is time to announce the ship winner.
Game?
Yeah, we're done with the game.
Oh, who's coming on the boat with us?
Umkumbi. Yeah, from the 21st to the 28th of November, we're going to be on O-Ship. I'm excited. It's my first time ever. Saul's going to drop a set. I'm going to drop a set.
Sets. Like, yeah. Maybe four sets. On that
oh,
weekend.
Is it? Oh, so it's not just one set?
No.
Oh, shit.
It's four sets. Like, there's a party on the deck.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Like for a party on the deck. That's what most parties happen.
Mm.
So we'll play like sits at the deck. And then the boat has got like different experiences. You know what I mean? There's like clubs, there is theaters, there's a comedy show at the theater. Mm. Then we perform like two sets, one on a Saturday, on a Sunday in clubs. There are clubs in there.
Mm.
There's clubs, there's theaters, So we'll perform more than one set.
Oh, can't
we're doing
man.
Four sets, I think.
Oh, can't
do Friday come evening with kids there.
Saturday, huh?
Is it the one that they people come with kids or
no,
is
no,
this
no,
us
no.
Is different?
Oh, they make kids there.
Oh, oh ship, yes. You come for the kids. You don't come with the kids. You come for the kids. And then you call them comfort. Like, comfort. And then they think you mean comfort.
So are you guys ready to hear who the winner is? Let me do the drum roll. Congratulations to Rifile Apane!
Rifile Apane! yes. to the upper levels now.
She's a YouTuber, she's a PR student, and she has won herself a cabin at this year's O Ship, which is taking place from the 21st until the 28th of November. And yeah, man, it's going to be epic.
Shout out to you, Refila Apane.
Yeah.
Does she get a plus one or it's just her?
It's got to be with a plus one, eh? I think so.
To yeah. bring a boyfriend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Good, Apane.
Yeah.
Bring your boyfriend, Apane.
Yeah.
Unless you're a partner, you know, yourself. You'll just, you can just come alone. Come alone, girl.
Anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
Nah, nothing else, dude.
And you? Don't forget the black bro. Look at the packaging, eh?
Packaging.
Yeah, look at the packaging,
bro.
Yeah.
And is this one now?
Yeah, my dog.
This is wow. good. This is premium
side.
Stuff.
Yeah. Don't break
side.
It.
Hey, hey. Side. Oh, 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 oh.
Side. Side.
Yeah, open on the side.
I don't have sides, bro. I'm a loyal man.
There we go.
You can't get to get it.
So the black bottles are still available, limited edition, almost sold out. We've got a few left, so get yours right now. Just scan this QR code right now if you want to purchase a black bottle. Did he break it?
I didn't break it. If I broke it, what? So what? So what if I broke it, nigga? So what? So it's hard. You're like,
hey, no.
How are you?
Drunk soul, we missed you.
Yay.
Welcome.
It's the comments, man. Oh, again. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit. This is different.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, anyway, shit. This is different.
We are here, man. By the way, I want to apologize for last week's episode, man. Maligan, what happened, hey. Jens? Ah, Maligan.
Mesh comes with you, Mesh.
Never wasn't here.
Jens. Ah, respect us.
No, you know why I mesh that.
Ah, respect us.
These people,
us,
they think like yabo. Yeah, so,
but mesh, they just took Soul Season to another level.
Hey, no, man,
yeah, they made it obvious. We know this is Soul Show, but come on, guys. They made it so obvious.
We know it's okay, Soul Season. But
here's what happened. I know what happened.
God forbid it was my camera only.
Nah, fuck that shit. Stupid nigga.
Ah, would have lost subscribers.
Toy. Ah. Free Soul.
Hey, toy.
Let Soul be seen.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, from Let Soul Speak to Let
guys,
Soul be
out.
Seen.
Hey, we're out. Love those who love you. Vaccinate those loves.
You're going to vaccinate.
Yeah, but anyway, we want to apologize to the chillers for last week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Maligan, at least once a year, we lose footage.
No, at least man, once a year. Man, it was out of the control.
How do you know?
No, actually, I called because I was like, hey. Because I didn't know, right? Because like, I don't watch the show, so. No, I don't.
You don't read comments, you don't watch the show. Oh,
hey,
so.
It's good for my mental health.
Okay.
Mental health. Health. Fine.
Yeah,
because sometimes you watch the show, you're like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, fuck, I should have said it like this. Then it just fucks with your head, you know?
Yeah.
So I called the guys, but the thing, they had camera one. Hey, that's spanner. Sure. White screen camera.
Yeah, white shot, yes.
White shot.
Yes.
Meaning it's Bamba song. Mm. Your shot.
Yes.
So everything is recorded sharp. Mm. It records to memory card, right? Mm. Then they copy the stuff called dumping. Mm. They copy the stuff or dump the stuff onto a hard drive on their computer.
Mm-hmm.
Copy, sharp. But we recorded on a Saturday, and that Sunday morning, they had a shoot.
Mm.
Now, with that shoot, they need to use the same memory cards, and they deleted them. They formatted them. Because they've always done the same thing.
Oh, okay, yes.
God, they must go on a Sunday and find out go to while copying, the files from these two cameras got corrupted. You see? And now they can't go back to this thing because they recorded that morning. So that's what happened.
Yeah, but my thing is, you guys should have told us. We could have recorded another episode on Sunday.
Hmm.
We would have come back and recorded another
episode.
What
time did you realize?
Yeah.
Sunday late.
What time? Oh. Did I tell the story correct, firstly? Oh, what time?
Because my thing is, why are you telling me at 2 p.m. on a Monday? Like, what am I meant to do?
It's going to drop tomorrow. It's dropping now.
Ah, dog.
In the next 30 seconds.
Because we would have come. Even if it was 1 a.m., we would have come.
And what I understood is, they actually took the other two formatted hot thingy, scan disc. What did you call them?
Cards.
SD cards. Yeah, they took the other cards. And went to go get them recovered.
Yeah, but
so when they told you, they realized they failed.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. No, but it's fine. It's not gonna happen again. We're gonna get equipment to back up.
Yeah. Then I asked them, I'm like, why can't you connect your computers to your cameras to a computer so that the footage gets taken straight to the computer same time.
Yeah, what are we getting, Mesh? We're getting something to...
And then they're like, the camera...
Backup of everything, ne? Yeah. So it's not going to happen again, ne?
What are we getting?
We're getting... there's this equipment you must get that backs up everything. So we'll have backup on backup on backup.
Ooh. So while they're recording, where does the backup go?
On the laptop. Ne?
I thought these cameras couldn't do that. Oh, so you guys are getting cameras that can do that?
Oh, we're getting new cameras.
Yes, because I asked them, I said, so why can't you just have a cable going to your computer where you record the footage feed goes straight to the computers that the cameras don't allow it? Mm. So it's cameras that will allow it. Mm. That's corrupt proof.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Something the ANC dreams of. It's nothing but a dream.
Hey, man, we're out of here. Love you guys. Long time. Podcast and cheer. Should I play my new single, bro? With Caesar.
Ooh.
Oh, I like boy. No. Wait, I saw you posted a video
what
where
do
there's
you mean,
a...
don't play it. What? Say in the mic.
I as the record exec, remember? He's the one that listened to the music.
Play it, Mike. It's fine.
Yo, fuck
wait,
you.
Wait, dog. Is it the one? I saw a video. I saw a video with the Krim Kusheshe.
Yeah.
That's a music video.
Yeah. No. That's not a music video. It's just a promo. Apparently, with these 2000s, you gotta release pre-promo and then promo.
Mama Velo is pretty smart, the fucker.
Yeah. Smart. Lady Dudes on it.
Ooh, Lady Doo.
Yeah.
She stepped on.
Yeah, it's Lady Doo,
Tebow, and Robot Boy.
Tebow's my boy. I've got a song with Tebow.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, Tebow. You guys connected the Tosa.
Yeah.
You connect.
He's Tosa, yeah.
Like, you
so why didn't you want me to play it?
Just don't play it, man.
Why?
I has a record deal.
I mean, I've never had a hit before. Come on.
All right, play it then.
Play it. It's first hit.
Shit.
Play.
Just play the damn song, man.
Like a kid.
Oh, yes, sir. Really smother.
The boss has spoken. I'll play it next week.
No, what do you mean play now? What do you mean? No.
Boss has spoken.
No. Play now. What do you mean?
We are our song.
No, dude, what do you mean? Play now.
No, play it, bro. Play it.
Let's go.
The one with Lady Doo, yeah?
Yeah, the one with Lady Doo.
Cool. Like, oh my God, I have young prices. I got pools, man. I'm going to pay it. Please look. Zila. Guess what I mean? Sleep, yeah, boy. Give me the sleep. Hey.
No, but you've got a heavy hand, dog. You got a heavy hand.
Oh, yeah, true. I dash. Guys, Mohana, I'm a patty in one tail with dash. Please, one tail with it. And I dash, I mean,
did you hear the damn dash?
Checker? You've got dreadlocks, you're 21. And they look like you've had them since you were 12. When you were 9, you got dreadlocks. Your whole family has dreadlocks. We'll talk about that next week.
Dot, to be continued.
No, I've always been fascinated about a family with kids that have dreadlocks, ubabu rast, and weed is smoked at 5. When you were 5 at 5 a.m. on the 5th of May, which is 05, 05, 05, 05, everything is 5. And the neighbors are like, 5-0.
Hey, man, my EP is coming nicely, bro.
Nah, that shit's hot, bro.
Hey, Penduka, you ready for the EP?
No, it's beautiful.
I can't wait.
Eh?
What are you calling on? Is it still? Or you
songs
change?
I put my name on.
Still?
Yeah, I didn't do this one. Come on, man.
Oh.
That's Audio Addicts.
No, I can kill it.
But didn't you sing here?
Oh, I'm at the end. I did Danazo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't hear it, man. It's slow in studio.
Here we go.
I mean, Gang of Fetters, Soka Siaba, Summer Zambak, Mova Soka Siatas, Tina's women's on as Wagana Siaras, on the right track, us one in our brass, Tina's keeping money at the 7 days. People turn a minang over when we are fast, in a Yam Naga when I'm up here and park, turn to Anakang, kill this motherfucker, I mean another gang, Soka Siaba, Summer Zambak, Soka Siatas, Tina's women's on as Wagana Siaras, on the right track, us one in our brass, Tina's keeping money at the 7 days. People turn a minang over when we are fast. Mina yam naga ngoba when we have class. Tandu alakai ngobu kili smarta fuck. Yeah, 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 yeah. Tina,
kili smarta fuck.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Man, I'm so kili smarta fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tina.
Motherfucker. Aye, 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 wow, aye, 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 what's in it? Aye, me not feel it, mother.
Hey,
woo, aye, aye, wow,
wow, yo. And the winner, Jelle Gouti Gwenze. Nice to be a Shuba Manje. Nanu Yang Bawan from the Shomi Ake. Pili soft like Kaikum Nande. Kandi Wena Hanjele Guti Gwenze. Nice to be a Shuba Manje. Nanu Yang Bawan from the Shomi Ake. Pili soft like Kaikum Nande. Nanu Yang Bawan from the Shomi Ake. Pili soft like Kaikum Nande. Nagugat Badi Robot Oba Yake. Bazanene Bazai Badi Kale. Badi Kale. Badi Kale. Badi Kale.
Badi Kale. Which one is this one? I'm a good boy, so I'm feeling jungle seas. I'm a good broad, so I'm humble on killies. I'm the last born, man, I'm not getting me. But I'm humble, never caught, man, I'm sure my ladies. R-O-B-O, so I'm getting yes. Keep my salaries, but it's the way we're going to cast. I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house, I'm going to go to the house. I'm going to go to the house. Get it? Kule sabo spot, duma chando. Kule sabo spot, two million nenda ano pusing kule sabo spot. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Tina.
Bitch motherfuck.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Man, I'm bitch motherfuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
thisisvechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.